It's now time for episode 2 of Q Done It. In case you missed it, here's what happened last time. The entire Q staff was trapped in the building with no power and no phones. The cologne-soaked Jay-Z went to the basement to check the fuse box. Jabo went to the locker room to get a guitar string, while Finster had to escort Crystal to the bathroom in the pitch-black studios. JJ and Cheryl Coyne had found a note on Joe Mama's dead body that said, "Love your guts." We now bring you to Finster, who is standing outside the bathroom door waiting for Crystal to finally finish on the toilet.
Hey, Blue, what the hell? Did you fall in?
Shut up! I can't see a thing!
Did you at least light a match?
You're such a jerk sometimes. What's taking JC so long at the fuse box?
Let's go check on him and see if we can help in the basement. I have a lighter in my pocket.
As Finster and Crystal head to the basement, JJ runs into Jabo in the hall outside the locker room.
Hey, where's Cheryl? I got a string out of my locker.
There's no time to play. Someone has gutted Joe Mama like a lake trout. Cheryl is out in the lobby with her body right now.
Just then, another female scream comes from the lobby. JJ and Jabo are the first ones to the room, only to find the owner of Q100 lying face down on the reception desk, with her hands pointing at the calendar.
Holy smokes! Someone has stabbed Cheryl with a letter opener.
I'm so scared, I think I just soiled my tight-fitting jeans. And what was she pointing at on the calendar? Could it be Halloween? Or the Saturday before it?
You think she was trying to leave us a clue as to who killed her?
And where the hell are Crystal and Finster? Could they have done this?
But at that very moment, the morning duo were opening the door at the top of the stairs to the basement.
JC, are you down there?
He must be. I could smell him from a mile away. He's probably going to try to scare us. Hey, you should have thought about that before you emptied a half a bottle of Old Spice on yourself this morning, pal.
This is annoying. Let's just go down there. Oh, no, I just stepped on something. Light your lighter. I feel something on the ground.
It's JC. Lying down on the job again. What the hell, Coyne? Get up and fix these lights or I'm going to kick you in the nut.
Stop playing around.
All right, you asked for it.
Oh my God, Boo, he's dead. He's been strangled with some sort of wire.
That's no wire. That's a guitar string. Billman!
Both Jerry and Cheryl Coyne are dead. Who felt stabbed in the back by JC? What was Cheryl Coyne pointing at on the calendar? Does Jabo have an extra pair of form-fitting jeans in his locker? Tune in next time for another exciting episode of Q Done It.